Well, I had an interesting experience the other week. I had opportunity to phone a state agency. Have you tried that lately? Go in the Yellow Pages, Wisconsin, state of, and good luck. You can punch all the different numbers and everything, and I doubt if you'll find a human. I couldn't. But it was interesting. You go through all the different menus and this and that, and you get these electronic voices and guides. And I just remember the good old days when you pick up the phone and there'd be a human there. Well, I'm bringing up that example, obviously, in conjunction with the sermon series that we're completing today in the book of Ephesians. We are to the last portion in Ephesians chapter 6. And the title is Keep On Praying. And so the topic centers on prayer. It's amazing to ponder prayer. God tells us in His Word that Almighty God, the creator of the universe, is totally accessible and available to us at each and every moment of our existence. It doesn't even take an audible prayer, just a thought, and He is tuned in. Psalm 139 says, in essence, before I think a thought, you know it, Lord, before a word's on my lip, you're there with me. The psalmist goes on to say, where can I run to flee away from you? Not that he was trying to, but he's just noting that there's no place you can be, no situation that God is not available to you. Totally available, clear, ready access. No busy signal, no call waiting, no interruptions, no menus, no answering machine. Now, I don't know, I'm not too sophisticated, but it thrilled me. Just this week, it really literally added a new thrill to my prayer time, to just really zero in on that point. God's right there. And the instant you turn to Him in thought or word, in prayer, He's listening, He's attentive, He's totally focused on you. Well, this emphasis on prayer ends this epistle. And I remember last year we were doing a sermon series through the book of James, and strangely enough, that epistle ended also with a focus on prayer. I wonder if God is trying to get something across to us. Last week's sermon, well, it wasn't last week, we had Mother's Day, but the week before that in Ephesians 6, we learned about the full armor of God. And Ephesians 6:12 presented a frightening reality. It said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the demonic. Rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, spiritual forces of evil. That's where the battle is. And we were told to put on the full armor of God to make sure each and every piece was in place so that we can take our stand and stand firm against the devil's schemes. And that's where the section ended. But then verse 18 of Ephesians 6, the verse that opens today's section, starts with the most important word. It's the word and. And, meaning that the full armor of God, as wonderful as it is, the full armor of God needs something else. And pray. Keep on praying. Pray as you put on each piece of the armor, and when it's all on, keep on praying. Well, how's your prayer life? I've never yet really met a Christian, at least an honest one, that says, my prayer life is great. My prayer life is over the top. Most of us, with the mention of prayer life, get a little guilty sort of shudder and put our head down. I can see you doing it right now. And I did it all week. Perhaps prayer is the least utilized resource. Oh, we all pray to some degree, but do we really avail ourselves of what God would have us to have as a part of our life? Prayer. Maybe it's the most neglected area. Have you ever had a sublime prayer time where when you opened your eyes, you just couldn't believe how enriched your spiritual life was? Have you ever had a time of prayer? Maybe it wasn't immediate, but over an extended period of prayer, seen a situation totally reversed, circumstances just turned upside down, inside out, and you go, how'd that happen? There's nothing too big, but that we can bring it to the Lord in prayer. There's nothing too small, but that we can bring it to the Lord in prayer. Well, this topic is just huge, and all week I've been trying to edit and zero in, so we're just simply going to look at what Ephesians says concerning this topic. Will you go to your handout and your bulletin? We'll look at Ephesians 6, verses 18 to 24. Keep on praying. We'll see in verse 18 the exhortation. Then in verses 19 and 20, the example. And then verses 21 to 24, the end of this epistle. The exhortation, the example, and then the end. Verse 18, the exhortation. And, in conjunction with putting on the full armor, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Four times in the Greek, the word all is used. The NIV captures it quite well with three alls and one always. God is drumming this into us. Keep on praying, always, continually. Bathe everything, saturate it in prayer. Your prayer life should be like breathing. It should just come out of you naturally as situations arise. And there's two interesting participles in the Greek in this section, in this verse. Praying, that ing makes it a participle in the Greek. Keep on praying is the idea when it says and pray. It's really a participle. Keep on, always be praying. And the other participle is in the last statement. Keep on being alert. Always be alert. We're told to stand firm, full armor on, and then we're told to keep our eyes open. Be alert for areas of prayer, areas where perhaps you'll be under spiritual attack. It's a command, pray, and then it says in the Spirit, and some misunderstand what that might be about. We'll explain it. But then it goes on to say on all occasions, all kinds of prayers. That just about covers it. Now, God is commanding us here that in every area of our life, we should be lifting it up to the Lord in prayer. All kinds of prayers, not just prayers for help, prayers for thanks, prayers of praise. Not just little occasions or big occasions or medium occasions, all kinds of occasions. And it says two things, with prayers and requests. The Greek word translated prayers has reference to sort of general basic prayer. At all times, be going before the presence of God. Generally, be coming to Him in prayer. And then it says requests. And the Greek word translated requests speaks of specific petitions. Make known specific details. And then it adds, with this in mind. And I think with this in mind refers back to the whole thing about spiritual warfare and the armor and everything else. With that in mind, keep on being alert. And always keep on praying for all the saints. Well, that participle, pray, be praying, reminds me of Acts 2, the early church. Acts 2:42, it says, they devoted themselves. And it listed a few items. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They're in the Word. They devoted themselves to the fellowship. Not just potlucks, but to the community, to helping each other, serving each other. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. And they devoted themselves to prayer. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer. Could that be said to be true of you? You're totally devoted to prayer. Sometimes in the Greek, the sense of the word translated devoted has the idea of almost an addiction. Those who exercise or run, they speak of a positive addiction. You get addicted to having that activity. That's how it should be, spiritually speaking, concerning prayer. We should be addicted to it. You shouldn't be able to go too long without prayer. Again, it's like breathing. What happens if you hold your breath? After a while, you just gasp and have to let it out. What happens if you haven't stopped and talked to the Lord for a while? It should just burst out of you after a while. And then it says, pray in the Spirit. Now, some would make this into mystical, ecstatic utterances, unknown tongues, and so forth. That's not the idea here. In Acts 2, when they first had the flames of the Holy Spirit to come upon them, the text quite clearly mentioned known languages. But when it says here to pray in the Spirit, it's not talking about different languages or ecstatic emotional responses. Some people seem to forget that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is also known as the Spirit of Truth. They would have Him to be perhaps the spirit of emotion and like I said, other kinds of going-ons. Listen to John 6:63. Jesus speaking, he says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing." And here it is. "The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." The Word of God, the clearly revealed truth, that's in reference to what the Spirit is. Now, when we are commanded to pray in the Spirit,